And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Thetford head coach Tyson Cox. Coach, first off, congratulations on making it to the state championship game. I'm sure you're very proud of what your kids have accomplished.
Thank you. Yes, it's been quite the playoff run to beat, you know, the number one seeded team and the number one rated team. That's pretty special.
Let's talk just a little bit about that semifinal, because it was special, an all-area final semifinal between you and South Loop. Can you just talk about the atmosphere of that game? I'm sure that was pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah, that was about as many people as I've ever seen at an eight-man game, and just the support for both communities, for both teams, I thought was amazing, you know, and it's good to play in games like that. Now we got one more, and to see that our boys could step up and in such a great environment.
You talk about your boys stepping up. Coach, talk just a little bit about the poise that your team showed in that semifinal. You got down early. South Loop scored on their first offensive play of the game. You got down 12-0. But it looked like your guys never lost their poise. They didn't allow it to snowball from there on out. Just talk about the way they kept their poise in that game.
Yeah, I thought that was huge. You know, I never felt like you looked in their face and seen that they were down and out. You know, we went in at halftime and there was I never had any feeling like they didn't think they could do it. You could just see it in their face that they were determined to do it, and they did.
They say that defense wins championships, and your defense really played great in that semifinal. Two defensive scores, Coach, and both of those came at really big times in the game for you. Talk about your defensive performance and how you your kids made it happen on that side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, Maurice Robinson stepped up huge there with that pick six, and that was just, you know, a momentum changer. And then on the fumble recovery for a touchdown, Caden Zuberin comes in and knocks it out, and Kyle picks it up and takes it in for a touchdown. And that was, you know, for momentum of the game, we hadn't had much going on offense yet, and that was huge, and it just turned the game around.
I know coaches talk all the time about making adjustments. In the second half, Coach, you held South Loop scoreless. That's not easy to do. And offensively, it looked like your kids were maybe in a bit more of a flow in the second half as opposed to the first half offensively. Were there some adjustments that you guys made at halftime, or was it more of just an execution thing?
I think it was probably more of just an execution thing. We had a game plan, and we didn't veer from that a lot, you know. On defense, we rolled Kyle down as kind of like a monster back, he kind of could go where he wanted to go and fill a spot just as long as the other linebackers knew what was going on, and I think that was big to stop Trey. You know, Trey is such a dangerous runner. We just had to get somebody moving around so we weren't easy to block. And on offense, I just stayed the course, you know. It was scary at times, but, you know, they found a way to do it, and they did.
I mentioned this during the broadcast a few times, how much I enjoyed watching the play up front. South Loop's very good on the interior. Your guys are really good, too. Talk about the play up front, not just in the semifinal, but all season long, the way your guys have been physical up front.
That's, you know, kind of been our MO all year. That's what we want to do, is win the line of scrimmage. And winning the line of scrimmage against South Loop is not an easy task, and I don't know if we necessarily won it all game long. We won it when it counted, though, and that was huge. But that's where it all starts for us, is right there on the line of scrimmage with them big guys that do such a good job for us.
Coach, this will mark Sandhills Thetford's third appearance in the state final in the last 4 years. That's a great accomplishment, and it says a lot about your program, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really realize it until Zeb Wild said something in the huddle the other day at practice. He's like, you know what, Coach, this is three times in 4 years. That was before the semifinals. And that's crazy to think that, you know, we've had boys that have played in a state championship three out of 4 years. That's special.
I know we've talked about your kids' focus all year, and I know their goal. Their goal, I'm sure, isn't just to get to Lincoln; it's to win at Lincoln. So let's talk about your opponent. Why not is your opponent? Talk about them. What are some of the challenges you see from them, and what will be the keys for Sandhill Thetford in the championship game?
You know, they're a little bit different than what we've seen all year. They like to throw the ball around a lot, and the quarterback does a good job of getting it out of his hand and finding a receiver. You know, they're tall and athletic kids, and we just got to match their athleticism, and I think we can hopefully win the physical side, and that's kind of what we're going for, is just to be physical and win the line of scrimmage and get pressure on the quarterback, and I think that will be big.
Well, Coach, it's been great to see the success that your kids have had this season, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck when you go to Lincoln.
Thanks a lot, and thanks for following us.
That's Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.